Good Saturday morning, everybody. This is, it probably may still be Friday evening for many of you. It's just after midnight here on December 22nd, 2012. And obviously, the world did not end, contrary to what some people believed. And I'm still sitting here at my computer in my apartment on the 7th floor here in St. Catharines, Ontario. And all's well, just a little bit of rain and some cloudy and some dull weather today, and nothing happened. So, and I wasn't expecting anything to happen since I've heard about this. And so people like my dad and some other people believed too the world was going to end. It never did. So here I am, alive and kicking and raring to go for another many, many years, hopefully. Anyway, I just finished the 21st. Was my last day of Salvation Army kettle duty. I only had 4 shifts this year. I would have had some in November, but given the fact that I was away for the first few days in November, I was not put on the schedule to ensure that I was ensure that I had planned time to get back, although I could have. But I guess they felt that they would hold off, and just as well, because I honestly wasn't something that I really was big on doing, but at the same time, I knew that it was a little few extra dollars in my pocket. So I did it for the couple hours, and it was no big deal. So I'd had four shifts, one at Food Basics last week, and I had the 3 this week. I had 2 at Metro on Tuesday afternoon, Wednesday afternoon, and, well, yesterday or today still, depending on where you're listening to this. So I had those 4 shifts, and so that was done. So that, on the 21st, that was my last day for that, so I guess you can say that was, I guess that was the last for that, the end of that shift. That was the only thing that did end on the 21st. Anyway, so that was that. And the 20th, which was on Thursday, marks 28 years since I was hit by a car. I was in Brantford and attending the W. Ross McDonald School for the Blind in December 1984. It was the last day before we went home for the Christmas break. And subsequently, it was after supper. It was about 10 to 6. Supper was just finishing up, and I left to go to catch the 6:05 bus to go to the Brantford Mall. My reason for going out that evening was to pick up the record, the Band-Aid record, Do They Know It's Christmas, which was just had been released that day on the radio. I wasn't really sure if I was going to get it. Well, I thought I was going to get it, but one of the staff members there, who we refer to as counselors there, some would refer to them as house parents, but we refer to them, these people, as counselors at our school. One of them, who was an assistant at the time, wanted me to go out and get that Band-Aid record, Do They Know It's Christmas? And I had heard it on the radio just that afternoon. And so I told myself that, yes, I'm going to go out and get that song. So I did go out, well, I was going to, anyway, go out to the store, the mall in the Brantford Mall, which at the time was there, that Woolco and other stores there. But I was going to go get it there at any rate. So on the way, I just get down to the corner of Brand Avenue and St. Paul. I crossed the first street, which was St. Paul's, and then I had to turn and cross over Brand Avenue, and there was an advanced green. So I walk across, and this car comes whizzing out, and I guess didn't slow down and wasn't paying attention and hit me, and I was up on the hood of the car, and I slid down. And I got up and walked back to the curb and was going to try again to walk across the street. But then somebody stopped me and asked me if I was okay. And they told me that, no, you should go back to the school and all. And so they walked back to the school with me. Actually, one of the students who happened to be there as well, who had gotten off the bus, walked back to the school with me as well. And on the way back, they noticed that the person noticed I was starting to limp. And so that was when I looked back, I was kind of scared and getting all nervous. And so then I went to, was taken to the hospital later on that evening, and they checked me out, and just, I was, found that I was really badly bruised, and so I had ice on me that night and didn't sleep too good. And the Friday morning, I was pretty sore the next day, and I went home. I was actually, my dad had planned on taking me home that day anyway, because I'd had some stuff that needed to be carted home and would be too much to take home on the bus. So I luckily had just come out of that with just some bad bruising on my left side. So I made narrow escape and all went well, and recovered and had some x-rays later on eventually and so forth. So that was that. So and I, thankfully I was okay and came through with just those bruises. So with that said, I'm going to wrap this up, and y'all take care. Have a blessed day.